Part 8. Required equipment. Safety, seat belts. Two lap and shoulder belts installed for use in front seat. Headlights. At least two, one on each side on the front. Tail lights. At least two red lights on the rear. Both must be working. Brake lights. Two which shall only work when foot brake is applied. Both must be working. License plate light. A white light illuminating the rear license plate so that numbers are visible for at least 50 fort, if equipped. Turn signals. All vehicles must be equipped with directional signals and they must be in working order. Foot brake. Adequate to stop passenger vehicle within a distance of 25 feet at a speed of 20 miles per hour. Emergency or parking brake and lights. Adequate to hold vehicle stationary on any grade. Two lights, front and rear. License plates. Must have two license plates with month and year tabs displayed on rear plate. Windshield and windows. Windshield required. Windshield, side wings, side, and rear windows must be safety glass and afford driver clear vision. Tinting may not exceed the percent allowed by law. Windshield wipers and defroster. Required devices for cleaning rain, snow, etc., from windshield. Safety glass. All original and replacement glass must be safety glass. Horn. Capable of emitting sound audible under normal conditions from a distance of not less than 200 feet. No device shall emit an unusually loud sound or whistle. Mirror. Left side and inside or right mirror required. Vehicles with obstructed driver's view through rear window and buses are required to have mirrors on left and right side. Mirrors must be adjusted to afford driver a view to the rear of the vehicle. Anti-spray devices. The vehicle design or accessories must effectively reduce wheel spray to the rear. Unnecessary use of horn. Audible signal devices may not be used unless necessary to assure safe operation. Mufflers, prevention of noise. Every motor vehicle shall be equipped with a muffler in good working order and in constant operation to prevent excessive or unusual noise. No person may use a muffler cutout, bypass, or similar device upon a motor vehicle on a highway. Suggested safety equipment. Jumper cables. Three flares for nighttime emergencies. Flashlight. Windshield washer. Booted anti-ice wiper blades. Snow tires or tire chains. Frost scraper and snow brush. Tow chain. Emergency kit, for example, first aid kit, extra clothing, boots, blanket, sand, shovel, food. Carbon monoxide. A colorless, odorless, poisonous gas from vehicle exhaust can make you a dangerous driver and even cost you your life. It paralyzes before it kills. Symptoms, headache, dizziness, nausea, and vomiting. Prevention, tight exhaust system, adequate fresh air circulation. Safety tips. Never run a vehicle in a closed garage. Be sure that the vehicle's exhaust system is in good condition. Keep the operating efficiency of engine high. Never park and run heater or air conditioner with the windows closed. Always have plenty of fresh air in vehicle. Move victim of carbon monoxide to fresh air and administer artificial respiration. Sharing the road. You must learn to safely share the road with large vehicles, motorcycles, pedestrians, and bicyclists. You should know how to safely manage the problems they can present. Pedestrians. Approximately 20% of all traffic fatalities are pedestrians. It's a good idea to reduce speed and create a larger space cushion when you see pedestrians on or near the street. Study the following rules and put them into practice when you drive and when you walk. Your responsibility as a driver. Slow down, yield, and be prepared to stop when approaching pedestrians who are walking on or crossing the roadway. Do not drive through a pedestrian safety zone when occupied. Do not pass a vehicle that has stopped to allow a pedestrian to cross the street. Be especially watchful for children near schools and residential areas. Check mirror before exiting your vehicle. Older people are often handicapped by poor vision, slow reaction time, and inability to move fast. Children are quick and see well, but they are not familiar with traffic patterns and often underestimate the destructive force of a motor vehicle. Pedestrians using guide dogs or white canes with or without a red tip must be given the right of way at all times, regardless of the traffic signal or traffic situation. These pedestrians are partially or totally blind. Be especially careful when turning corners or backing up when these pedestrians are in your vicinity. Here are some suggestions for helping pedestrians who are blind. A blind pedestrian uses the sound of your engine as a guide, so drive up to the crosswalk to allow the person to hear you. Important. Don't stop in the middle of a crosswalk. This forces the blind pedestrian to go around your car and into traffic outside of the crosswalk. Don't honk your horn at a blind person. The blind person has no idea who you are honking at and may be startled by the noise. Your responsibility as a pedestrian. Cross only at crosswalks. Obey all traffic laws and signals. Never cross a street on a stale green traffic light that has about run out of time or when a steady or flashing "don't walk" or appraised hand appears. Look for turning vehicles before crossing the street. Walk on the left side of the highway facing oncoming traffic. Do not solicit a ride from anyone on or along a highway. Wear light-colored clothing when walking on or alongside the roadway at night. Do not drink an intoxicant or be intoxicated on or along a highway. Bicycles. Motorist. With the increasing use of bicycles, there is a greater need to exercise care while driving when bicyclists are present to ensure their safety. Bicyclists have the right to share the road and travel in the same direction as motor vehicles. They are often hard to see in traffic and have no protection from a traffic crash. Check your blind spots before you make a turn, parallel park, open a door or leave a curb. Do not depend on only your mirrors. Turn your head to look for bicyclists that may be next to them or approaching. As a driver, you must be alert and courteous to all bicyclists. The rules of the road and right-of-way apply to and protect these and other highway users. You must yield the right-of-way to them just as you would to another vehicle. Remember, a bicycle is a vehicle. Bicyclists share a complex traffic environment with other larger forms of transportation. Youngsters under age 9 lack the physical and mental development to interact safely in that environment, so be careful when driving near children riding bikes. Bicyclists. Bicyclists are required to obey traffic signs, signals, and all other traffic laws. Always be alert for other traffic. Alaska Law AS 28.15.231(b) states that no points are assessed for traffic violations when using a bicycle. Bicycles must follow the rules of the road per 13 AACO 2.385. Safety tips. We can make bicycling safer for all by observing the following safety tips. Always wear a helmet. Obey all traffic controls. Ride your bicycle near the right-hand edge of the road. Never carry another person on your bicycle. Always use hand signals when turning or stopping. Signal turns, lane changes, and stops through the use of the hand signals shown. A bicyclist can signal a right turn when they extend the right arm straight out to the right. Left turn, left arm fully extended to left. Stop, left arm extended and bent down at elbow. Right turn, right arm fully extended to right or left arm extended and bent up at elbow. Look out for cars at cross street, driveways, and parking places. Be careful when checking traffic and don't swerve when looking over your shoulder. Give pedestrians the right of way. Keep your bicycle in good condition. Always ride carefully. Stay out of the blind spots of vehicles. Turning cars, trucks, and buses cannot see a bicycle in their blind spot. Do not pass when vehicles are turning, especially on the side to which they are making the turn. Thank motorists who have been considerate with a wave or a nod. It brightens everyone's day and creates goodwill towards cyclists and motorists alike. Make eye contact drivers before crossing in front of them, even if you have the right of way. If you're going to wear headphones while biking, be sure to always keep one earbud out. There are numerous safety concerns regarding headphones while biking, including your own safety. You need to be able to hear shouting pedestrians, other bikers, barking dogs and/or approaching traffic horns, car doors opening, etc. The more aware a biker can be, the safer they will be. Motorcycles. Many drivers are having trouble adjusting to the increasing number of motorcycles appearing on our nation's streets and highways. Motorcycles number less than 4% of the motor vehicle population in the U.S., yet they are involved in 11% of all motor vehicle deaths. In most motorcycle crashes, drivers of other vehicles are at fault. Motorcyclists have the same rights and responsibilities on public roadways as other drivers. However, special conditions and situations often cause greater problems for motorcyclists. Drivers should be aware of these problems, so they can help share the road safely with motorcyclists. Motorcycles are not easily identified in traffic. Even when drivers see them, many say it's difficult to judge how far away motorcyclists are or how fast they are traveling. Being alert to this perceptual problem and consciously looking for motorcyclists will help avoid collisions. Here are a few of the situations that require special attention by motorcyclists in you. Drivers turning left in front of oncoming motorcyclists cause a large percentage of car-cycle crashes. Drivers often fail to pick the cyclist out of the traffic scene, or inaccurately judge the speed of the oncoming motorcycle. Look once, then again. Make sure you see the motorcycle and know its speed before you make a left turn. Turn signals do not turn off automatically on most motorcycles. Before you make a turn in front of a motorcyclist, be sure the rider is turning and not continuing straight into your path with a forgotten turn signal still blinking. The same 4-second following distance should be given to motorcyclists as given other vehicles. Following too closely may cause the rider's attention to be distracted from the road and traffic ahead. Motorcycles need a full lane width like other vehicles. A skilled motorcyclist will constantly change positions within a lane to increase their ability to see and be seen, and to avoid objects on the road. Never move into the same lane with a motorcycle, even if the lane is wide and the cyclist is riding to one side. It is not only illegal, it is extremely hazardous. Bad weather and slippery surfaces cause greater problems for motorcycles than for cars. Allow more following distance for motorcyclists when the road surface is wet and slippery. These conditions create stability problems, and skilled motorcyclists will slow down. Also, be alert to the problem of glare that rain and wet surfaces create, especially at night. Strong cross winds can move a motorcycle out of its lane of travel. Areas where this can happen are wide open, long stretches of highways and bridges. Large, fast-moving trucks sometimes create wind blasts, which, under certain conditions, can move the motorcyclist out of their path of travel. Being alert to these conditions prepares you for a motorcyclist's possible quick change in speed or direction. Some other conditions that create special problems for motorcyclists are road hazards, such as gravel, debris, pavement seams, rain grooves, small animals, and even manhole covers, may cause the motorcyclist to change speed or direction. Railroad-grade crossings usually cause the motorcyclist to slow down and rise off the seat to help cushion the shock of a rough crossing. The rider also may change direction so the tracks can be crossed head-on. Metal or graded bridges cause a motorcycle to wobble much more than a car. An experienced cyclist slows down and moves to the center of the lane to allow room for handling the uneven surface. An inexperienced cyclist may become startled and try to quickly change direction. Be prepared for either reaction. Being aware of these situations and following these suggestions can help you share the road safely with motorcyclists. Please see our motorcycle manual for additional information. Overtaking a school bus with red lights activated. Drivers approaching a school bus from the rear may not pass the school bus when red signal lights are flashing and shall bring their vehicles to a complete stop before reaching the school bus when it is stopped. The vehicles shall remain stopped until the stop sign is retracted, the flashing red lights are discontinued and the school bus resumes motion, or until signaled by the driver to proceed. Meeting a school bus. Drivers approaching a school bus on which the yellow, amber warning signal lights are flashing shall reduce the speed of their vehicles and shall bring the vehicle to a complete stop when school bus stops, red lights flash, and stop sign is extended. The vehicles shall remain stopped until stop sign is retracted and the red lights are discontinued, after which they may proceed with due caution. Driver upon a highway with separated roadways providing two or more lanes in each direction need not stop when approaching a school bus which is headed in the opposite direction, even though the bus is stopped and the stop arm is extended and the red flashing lights are activated. Large trucks and buses. You are at a serious disadvantage if involved in a crash with a larger vehicle. In large truck crashes, the occupants of a car, usually the driver, sustain 78% of fatalities. To keep you and your family safe when driving around large trucks and buses, you should be extra cautious. Sharing the road with larger vehicles can be dangerous if you are not aware of their limitations. Large trucks and buses do not operate like cars. They are so large that accelerating, slowing down, or stopping takes more time and much more space than any other vehicle on the road. They have large blind spots, make wide turns, and are not as maneuverable. If they come upon an unexpected traffic situation, there may not be enough room for them to avoid a crash. Here are a few tips to help you drive safer to prevent a crash. Stay out of the no zone. Watch out for the no zone around large trucks and buses. The no zone represents the blind spots around the front, back, and sides of trucks and buses where crashes are more likely to occur because truck drivers have limited visibility. Because of a truck's size, truck drivers must react faster than car drivers in emergency situations. If faced with a potential front-end crash, the truck driver may turn into your lane not knowing you are there. So be safe and don't hang out in the no zone. Remember, if you can't see the truck or bus driver in their side mirrors, they can't see you. Don't cut in front of trucks. If you cut in front of another vehicle, you may create an emergency braking situation for the vehicles around you, especially in heavy traffic. Trucks and buses take much longer to stop in comparison to cars. A car traveling at 55 miles per hour can stop in about 130 to 140 feet, however, a truck needs 400 feet to stop. Truck drivers leave extra room behind the vehicles they follow. If you move into that space and have to brake suddenly, you cut the truck's available stopping distance in half, placing you and your passengers in danger. When a car is hit from behind by a truck, the results are too often deadly. Trucks are not equipped with the same type of energy-absorbing bumpers as cars. More than 60% of fatal car-truck crashes involve impacts with the front of the truck. Anticipate the flow of traffic before pulling in front of trucks. When passing, look for the whole front of the truck in your rear-view mirror before pulling in front of the truck, and then don't slow down. Avoid tailgating. Large trucks are almost as wide as your lane of travel. Driving too close behind a truck prevents you from seeing and reacting to changing traffic conditions. You won't notice a slowdown on the highway, debris in the road, or a crash until it is a braking emergency. If there is a problem ahead, your first hint will be the truck's brake lights. If you happen to be distracted or fatigued, you may not be able to react in time. If you hit the rear of a truck, you'll quickly learn that trucks are unforgiving. Trucks do not have impact-absorbing bumpers and their metal bumpers may not align with yours. So be smart and give yourself plenty of room, more than you would for a passenger vehicle. Trucks make wide right turns. Be careful of trucks making wide right turns. If you get in between the truck and the curb, you'll be caught in a squeeze and can suffer a serious collision. Truck drivers sometimes need to swing wide to the left so that they can safely negotiate a right turn, especially in urban areas. They can't see cars directly behind or beside them. Cutting in between the truck and the curb increases the possibility of a crash. So pay attention to truck signals and give them lots of room to maneuver. Flooding. Flooding can occur when streams and rivers flow over their banks, when dams or levees break, when there is runoff from deep snow, or any time there is heavy rainfall. Floodwaters can be found on roads, bridges, and low areas. Flash floods can come rapidly and unexpectedly. They can occur within a few minutes or hours of excessive rainfall. Do not drive through flooded areas. If you see a flooded roadway ahead, turn around and find another route to get to your destination. Be cautious, especially at night, when the visibility is limited. Remember, 6 inches of water will reach the bottom of most passenger cars, causing loss of control or possible stalling. 2 feet of moving water can carry away most vehicles, including sport utility vehicles and pickup trucks. Even if the water appears shallow enough to cross, Do not attempt to cross a flooded road. Water can hide dips, or worse, floodwaters can damage roadways by washing away the underlying road surface. If there is no other route, proceed to higher ground and wait for the waters to subside. Check your driving habits. Smart driving to protect you, your wallet, and the planet. Safe driving does more than protect you. It saves you money and reduces air pollution. Operating a car involves many expenses, including gas, maintenance, and tires. Drivers and car owners can take a number of steps to minimize these expenses at no additional cost. Driving habits to adopt. 1. Slow down. Fuel consumption increases about 5% for every 5 miles per hour driven above 60 miles per hour. If you traveled a 20-mile highway commute at 60 miles per hour instead of 70 miles per hour, you would save approximately 1.3 gallons of gas each 5-day work week. 2. Ease up on the pedals. Rapid starts and hard stops can increase fuel usage by 40% but reduce travel time by only 4%. The Environmental Protection Agency predicts that gentle acceleration and braking can save more than $1 per gallon. To avoid unnecessary stress on the acceleration and gas pedals. A. Accelerate gradually and avoid jackrabbit starts. B. Anticipate your stops. When approaching a red light, let your foot off the gas pedal as early as possible. C. Maintain a constant speed and coast when you can. D. Make sure you have an easy pass to save time and fuel. 3. Drive cool. In the summer, avoid driving during the hottest parts of the day. Cooler, denser air can boost power and mileage. 4. Stay cool. Use your car's air conditioner when driving more than 40 miles per hour. Today's air conditioners create less drag on the engine than driving with the windows open. 5. But drive to warm up. Even on the coldest days, it only takes 30 seconds to get your vehicle ready to drive. Today's engines are designed to run most efficiently when warmed up, so warm up the vehicle by driving it. 6. Keep cruising. Get a 7% average fuel savings by using cruise control while driving on flat highways. Using cruise control for 10,000 miles could save more than 60 gallons of fuel. 7. Follow the light. When your vehicle's onboard diagnostics, OBD, light turns on, it is possible that fuel economy is decreasing, and emissions are increasing. If the OBD light comes on, talk with your auto dealer for more information. 8. Drive safely. Keep enough distance between you and other vehicles. Doing so not only protects you, it also prevents wear and tear on your vehicle. You should know. A. 2-second rule. Pick an object in front of you, like a signpost or tree. When the vehicle in front of you reaches that object, count out 1-1000, 2-1000. If you reach the object before you count 2, you are too close. Slow down until you've put enough distance between you and the other vehicle. Alaska Regulation 13 AACO 2.090. B. React and step. It takes about 3/4 of a second to react to a situation and step on the brake pedal. At 50 miles per hour, your vehicle will go another 55 feet in the 3/4 of a second it takes to react. Once you hit the brakes, you may go another 160 feet or more before you stop. C. Be alert. Notice your surroundings, road conditions, and car features when driving. Make sure that you. I. Do not let your foot rest on the brake pedal, also called riding your brakes. II. Never pump the brakes if your vehicle has anti-lock brakes. As of 2010, 89% of new cars and 99% of new light trucks have anti-lock brakes. III. Always slow down near a curve or an area where you cannot see clearly ahead. IV. Give yourself more distance from other vehicles when it is raining or snowing. When roads are wet or icy, it requires a longer distance for your vehicle to come to a complete stop. 9. Utilize your car. If your vehicle has an ECU setting, use it. It will smooth out your gas pedal inputs, optimize transmission shift points, and decrease the impact of air conditioners on the engine. 10. Turn it off. Idling wastes fuel and may be prohibited. If you need to idle, shift to neutral so the engine is not working against your brake and consuming more fuel. As a rule of thumb, Turn off your car for stops anticipated to be longer than 30 to 60 seconds. 11. Drive less. There are multiple ways to reduce costs and save money by driving less. A. Take public transportation, bicycle or walk, or carpool. These modes of transportation lower operating costs for your vehicle. B. Combine errands to save time and gas. When you need to make multiple stops, go to your farthest destination first to warm up your engine more quickly for better fuel economy. If possible, park in a central place and walk to each destination. 12. Stay on your couch. Shop online and use online services for banking, paying bills, and other tasks that do not require leaving your home. 13. Educate yourself. There are many resources available to get and stay educated about the best safe driving practices. Maintenance practices to follow. 1. Click the cap. Loose, damaged, or missing fuel tank caps cause 147 million gallons of fuel to evaporate each year. Make sure the cap is tight and you can save about $120 per year. 2. Check the pressure. In 2005, 1.2 billion gallons of fuel were wasted by driving on underinflated tires. Proper tire pressure is safer, extends tire life, and can provide up to 3% benefit per tank of fuel. Did you know? Tires must have at least 2/32 of an inch of tread depth. The distance between the edge of a penny and the top of Lincoln's head is about 2/32 of an inch. If you slide a penny into a tread groove and can see the top of Lincoln's head, your tires are worn out. 3. Twist and turn. Rotate your tires. Proper rotation can add as much as 10,000 miles to the life of a set of tires. 4. Travel light. Remove unneeded items from the trunk and avoid using the roof rack. Added weight and air resistance will cause more fuel to burn. 5. Slim down. Wind resistance can reduce mileage, so remove luggage racks, rooftop carriers, and ski racks when not being used. 6. Oil up. Make sure you use the type of motor oil recommended in your vehicle's owner's manual. You can improve your fuel economy 1-2% by using the manufacturer's recommended grade of motor oil. Remember to change the oil regularly because degraded motor oil will degrade fuel economy. 7. Tune up. A tune-up can improve gas mileage by an average of 4%. Visit your local dealership or auto shop on a regular schedule. 8. Keep it clean. Keep the air filter clean to the point where light can be seen through it. 9. Clogged filters reduce mileage by 10%. Stay informed. The actions outlined in this plan can go a long way to producing meaningful savings for you, but it is important to remain informed. Keep records of your driving history to compare costs over time and make better decisions when purchasing new cars. There are a number of smartphone applications that make it easy to track your driving history and calculate fuel efficiency and cost savings. Check your smartphone's app store to see which app is the best fit for you. As you shop for vehicles that are model year 2013 and later, be sure to review the fuel economy and environmental labels designed by the Environmental Protection Agency and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. These labels are designed to give you, the buyer, information about how each car ranks in areas like fuel economy, fuel cost savings, and impact on the environment. Additionally, by scanning the QR code with your smartphone, you are able to access online information about how various models compare on fuel economy and other environmental and energy factors. Additional resources. Visit the EcoDriver S manual for more information on how to drive smart and green. Check your phone's app store to find an eco driving app that works for you. To access the links in this document, visit the electronic version at www.livewithlessimpact.com. Prepared by the Emmett Environmental Law and Policy Clinic, Harvard Law School. This document includes information from the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles Driving Manual and AAA publications. Cost savings may vary based on the price of gasoline. Maintenance safety tips. Automobile accidents are the number one killer of teens in America. 2,614 teen drivers involved in fatal crashes in 2013. 1 million teen drivers involved in police reported crashes in 2013. 12% of crashes among inexperienced drivers are tire-related. At least once a month. 1. Check your tire tread. Hold a penny with Abraham Lincoln's body between your thumb and forefinger. Place Lincoln's head first into the deepest-looking groove. Can you see all his head? If yes, your tires are too worn. Don't drive on them and get them replaced. 2. Check your tire pressure. Buy a tire pressure gauge, if you don't have one already. Open your car door and on the inside jam you should see a sticker. Take a picture on your smartphone of the number that says PSL, the measurement for tire pressure. Use the pressure gauge to check your tires. Make sure you check when they are cold. Compare the number on the gauge to the number you wrote down. If above, let air out. 3. Check your brake lights. Turn on your car. Have a friend or parent stand behind the car. Step on the brake pedal. Does your friend see both lights? If not, you should replace the bulb or fuse. If you don't know how, get a professional to do it. 4. Check your windshield wipers. Windshield wiper blades need to be replaced periodically to ensure optimum visibility. Replace them at least yearly if you live in a sunny, hot or cold region, and twice a year if you live in a dusty or dry region. Clean wiper blades periodically with rag or alcohol wipe to maintain their performance. 5. Check your fluids. A. Oil. Open the hood of your car. Find the oil dipstick, remove it and wipe it down with a rag or paper towel. Put back the dipstick, make sure you push it in as far as it will go. Pull out the dipstick again. If the film of oil does not reach the markings, add more oil. Check your driver's manual to see how often you should replace your oil. B. Coolant. Open the hood of your car. Find the coolant tank. This is usually next to the radiator. If the coolant doesn't reach the minimum fill line, fill it with a coolant water solution. The ratio for this will be in your car's driver manual. Warning. Never open the radiator cap on a hot car. Wait until the car has cooled down first. Statistics from NHTSA, information provided by Michelin North America Inc. See http://beyondthedrivingtest.com/ for more information. Driving is not just getting behind the wheel and taking off down the road. Driving involves many other issues. Privilege. Driving is a privilege, not a right. Distracted driving. The use of cell phones, eating, grooming, playing the radio or CD player extremely loud, or other activities while driving contributes to crashes. Tired driving research shows that tired drivers can be as dangerous as drunk drivers. Road rage. Aggressive driving. Earmarks include speeding, frequent lane changes, cutting in and cutting other drivers off, forcing your way ahead and being competitive with your vehicle. Crashes. Do you know what to do if you're involved in a crash? Insurance. Vehicle insurance coverage is mandatory in Alaska. Either the vehicle owner or the driver must have liability insurance coverage. Safety belts. Wearing seat belts is mandatory in Alaska. Seat belts save lives. Road conditions, weather. Much of Alaska's weather doesn't contribute to good road conditions. Rain, sleet, snow, ice, and fog make road conditions poor and driving difficult. Rules of the road. Traffic laws. Breaking the law means accumulating points on your driving record, fines and penalties, and even the loss of your driver license. Not obeying the traffic laws endangers everyone on the road. Please obey the laws and rules of the road, it keeps us all safe.